A British parliamentary committee gave a mixed review to Prime Minister Tony Blair today. The House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee cleared the British government of deliberately misleading the country in the run-up to the war in Iraq over the threat posed by Saddam Hussein. But the committee has said Prime Minister Tony Blair published an unreliable intelligence dossier and that he inadvertently misled Parliament. The committee was investigating charges aired on the BBC. Nick Fielding is a senior reporter with the Sunday Times in London. He's also co-author of Masterminds of Terror, The Truth Behind the Most Devastating Attack the World Has Ever Seen. And he joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm very pleased to be with you.
Bring us up to date on this. What exactly were the charges that were made on the BBC?
The main charge there was that one of their reporters had announced publicly that there was an attempt by the Prime Minister's press spokesman to include a particular claim in a dossier produced by the Prime Minister last September. Now, that claim really was that weapons of mass destruction were available for use by the Iraqi military within 45 minutes. And the reporter suggested that it had been a political act, effectively, to include that claim in the dossier in order to garner support for the government vote on whether or not Britain should support military action in Iraq.
Now, what were these charges based on?
According to the reporter, he had been briefed by a... Obviously, he didn't want to specify who his source was, but he said it was a very senior intelligence source. It later emerged, there were suggestions that that person was possibly a senior military officer who had had access to some of the information being found on the ground in Iraq and was much less certain about whether or not weapons of mass destruction existed than would have appeared from the final report.
How important were these intelligence reports in Britain's decision to go to war?
I think, Lynn, they were extremely significant. I think this is possibly what your listeners in the States need to understand, that the vote here in the UK supporting the military action was a very controversial vote. It was won in the end. It would probably have been won anyway, to be absolutely truthful. It probably would have been won anyway because it was a matter of confidence over the Prime Minister. But the vote was certainly helped on its way by the fact that claims were made in two dossiers published by the government, which suggested that effectively that there was a clear and present danger from the regime in Iraq. Now, the second of those dossiers has already come under immense scrutiny. It was extremely embarrassing for the government here because it was found that the bulk of it was, despite the fact that it was advertised, if you like, as being based on information from the intelligence services, in fact, the bulk of it had come from a student PhD thesis, which was about 10 years old.
Huh. Now, how the House of Commons investigated these charges. First of all, how common is that for that kind of investigation of a BBC report by the House of Commons?
The investigation was broader than that. It's the investigation is into the reasons the intelligence which led to Britain joining the military effort in Iraq, and so it's much wider than that. But effectively, the government made this issue an extremely important issue and said asked the BBC for a retraction of the claims made by the particular reporter, and so it was regarded as very important by the government that the BBC should retract the claims it had made. Now, that has not happened. This report today, published by the Foreign Affairs Committee, is a bit of a movable feast, I think, is the simplest way to explain it. The press spokesman, the Prime Minister's press spokesman, has been cleared of adding these charges personally. On the other hand, I think the committee has made it very clear that they remain very skeptical about the existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and effectively the jury is still out on that. So the final conclusion to this mess won't really be reached until it is known much more clearly what may be found in Iraq.
Now, Tony Blair has said that the BBC has attacked his integrity, and he's asking for an apology. Is he likely to get one?
I don't think he is likely to get one. The governing body of the BBC met yesterday, and having heard all the evidence from their own reporter, plus other reporters, They claim that it wasn't this single reporter, that only the single reporter that heard this disquiet about the intelligence reports. Having heard all of that, and having weighed up the situation and possibly realized the consequences of admitting that they were wrong on this, would be fairly dire and would mean a number of resignations within the corporation, the BBC. They decided to hold their ground, and this dispute is going to splutter on, I think, for some time yet.
Nick Fielding is a senior reporter with the Sunday Times in London, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We are talking about weapons of mass destruction and Iraq and British intelligence. If you'd like to have a question or a comment for Nick Fielding, give us a call at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Nick, what is the public reaction to the charges, to the House of Commons investigation, to Tony Blair's reaction to this? How is the public responding to all this?
I think there is still a degree of skepticism about the position of the government, and I mean that is based on the fact that nothing is so far has turned up in Iraq. And as I say, I think that was a big catching point in terms of winning public support in this country, and people feel that if they were misled on this, it is a fairly serious matter. And I think if nothing does show in Iraq, undoubtedly the Prime Minister is going to be quite seriously damaged by this. Leaving aside the question of what was said before or after, the reality now is that there is quite a high premium on material appearing in Iraq, and I'm sure that there are very substantial numbers of people there now looking for that kind of material. But nothing conclusive so far has shown.
And Tony Blair goes to Parliament on Tuesday?
He'll go to Parliament to make his points in relation to this. I imagine he will reassert his complaints about the BBC. He has said specifically that the way in which the BBC reported this affair was a personal attack, an attack on his personal integrity. And the BBC denies that. They say that it's not about the Prime Minister personally. It's about how the intelligence appeared in the form that it did appear. And certainly there are a number of questions one needs to ask. I think in all of this, one shouldn't lose sight of the overall issue, namely that one of the dossiers produced by the government certainly was not exactly as advertised. It contained material which came from sources other than had been suggested. And the first dossier, even if you accept that it was compiled on the basis of the intelligence as was at that time, the real question is, why did the intelligence suggest so strongly the material was there, and yet it's been very, very difficult to find it?
Is this a unique turn of events for the BBC to be in this kind of position with regard to the government?
Well, the BBC sort of goes in and out of these things from time to time. It's not very common, although one can recall serious disputes at one time between the Thatcher government here and the BBC. It's quite surprising in some respects, because the Director General of the BBC, Greg Dyke, is somebody who has been criticized in the past for being an appointee of the Prime Minister and has been referred to as one of what they call Tony's cronies. And so to see these two people effectively at loggerheads is rather interesting on the political landscape.
It's interesting to note that while this controversy over weapons of mass destruction is getting headlines in Britain, it's not getting a lot of attention in this country. Do you have any sense of why that might be?
I'm sure this is partly because of the overall position, the different positions between the two different countries, the feelings that existed at the time the decision was taken to go to war. I think that's a large part to do it. It seems that approval ratings for the president in the States are much higher and have stayed much higher in America than in this country. And that's despite the fact that clearly the American military forces in Iraq have been taking a number of casualties, much higher numbers than in the UK. And yet there is still, I think, possibly a positive approval for the president in the States. There has been, from what I read from here, a small decline, but not a significant one, whereas in the UK it has been a much more critical issue. I think it should be said also that the same issues actually do apply in the United States, in the sense that the same or similar kind of information and intelligence was coming from the intelligence community in the U.S. I'm not entirely sure about how that's being questioned. I believe there are a number of inquiries in the States, but one can see that there were very differing intelligence positions now than was suggested. I think there's been a lot of talk in this country about the U.S. ambassador that traveled to Niger, for example.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Nick. Nick Fielding is a senior reporter with the Sunday Times in London. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.